The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I feel like I'm so in love with my husband, DJ Automatic, right now because he waited for me to eat a very long time. No, let's talk about this. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I wish you would have told me this earlier. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We worked out and it was a really hard workout and I had to make lunch. And so I did all that. And then I had to go shower because I have to shower after a workout. Now, mind you, this was hair washing day, which is a good 25 minutes. Okay. In the shower, maybe 20, but then I got to get ready after and put the stuff in my hair because whatever, I had hair breakage, blah, blah. I come out. We're talking 35, 40 minutes that he had to wait. He didn't eat.
You're happy because I waited for you to eat chicken salad?
Oh, my gosh. It was the best thing ever. I didn't have to eat alone. I just said, you haven't eaten? He said, no, I was waiting for you. He said, it was really hard, though.
I was on my phone.
Oh, my gosh. You should have gone with the whole story. I was just waiting for you.
I did wait for you.
It made me feel so good that you didn't eat.
Well, you are
me.
The world's slowest eater. So if I did start without you, it would be pretty much you would be eating alone.
I always end up eating alone. I'll be eating. Everybody's finished. Everybody leaves the table. I'm just there by myself.
Hold on. What's rude? Wait, we're rude?
Yeah, because y'all just leave me. Or y'all just like, hurry up, and I have to take my order to go.
After 2 hours, we have other things to do.
I'm enjoying my meal and digesting my food.
You know what? That part about it is up to interpretation depending on the situation. I would say, though, I think Automatic did want the communion of his wife for the chicken salad. That's one of the best things about being in a relationship is being able to sit down and eat with your partner. Also, it is a very kind gesture because it is wrong. It is horrible when you accidentally get left out of the middle. Nothing worse than that at all, dude.
Anthony, it's so hurtful. I'm like, really? You already ate? And then he leaves me nothing. I'm like, there's nothing left. He's like, I barely ate any. 2 plates in. That's another thing right there. You know, can we go back to the happiness?
I was going to say, a second ago I was your hero and now you're just beating up on me.
Can I say something? The other day I said I make a mean chicken salad. I've had a lot of people hit me up for that recipe and say, Dana is so good.
People have been hitting me up
for my chicken salad recipe?
I'm like, it's not that important.
Otto, it's so hard to make a good one. And mine is so simple, but is it not amazingly delicious?
Pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty darn tasty. If you would like my secret chicken salad recipe, super simple, at Dana Cortez on Instagram, shoot me a DM. Don't shoot DJ Automatic a DM because he will not.
I don't have it.
He doesn't know what it is. All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
We have National Swim a Lap Day.
Summertime. When I was little, I loved swimming. I went swimming this past weekend. Don't like it anymore. But
what? What? I was just going to say, we should go swimming later today.
First of all, you have to get your hair wet. And that just ruins my entire day. Frizz, I didn't get my hair wet, but I got like the edges all wet. Oh my God, it was a mess.
Well, you just sucked all the fun out of swimming.
I'm sorry. You know what? I should have worn a little shower cap out there, but then I'd be so embarrassed. I don't want to do that. Swim a lap. It's good for your heart.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting your home broken into is a terrible thing. Having your business broken into is like a whole different level. And that's what happened to Jennifer Martinez. She's a veteran, by the way, and she owns 2 Trill Souls. Jennifer, thank you for coming on the show. Can you please explain to us what happened? How did you find out your shoe store was being robbed?
It's kind of weird how it happened. They broke my doors. Then they came back. And whenever they came back, and they took the cameras instantly. So I have it's like a 1 second window of them grabbing it. And I just had a newborn. So, you know, I'm kind of sleep deprived and everything. I got there 5 minutes too late. They had just left and they knew what to grab, knew how my store operated, my storage area and everything. And
so you think they've been casing the establishment? Obviously, they'd gone in, they'd taken a look around, they knew exactly what to do.
Yes, ma'am, unfortunately they did.
So once you get down there, you realize that they'd stolen a lot of the items you had inside. But there was a twist to this because they weren't able to take all of your inventory. Explain.
The way my business operates, I only display 1 shoe in my store and then I keep the other pair in the back of my storage area. Mm-hmm. So they got some of the pairs, but most of the shoes that they did get, they only have 1 pair.
Okay, so they only have 1 shoe. The other shoe is in the back and they couldn't get to it.
and no one will buy one pair of shoes. They have the left shoe, and then they have, and I have the right shoe, and they can't move them. I mean, no one's going to buy one shoe. What can they do with them? What can
Jennifer,
they do with
when
them?
I heard that, I laughed. I said, you know what? That's what you get. That's what you get. You get the left shoe and nothing else, you loser people. How dare you? So here's my wish. I'm hoping that they have a heart and they return all the left shoes to you. I'm serious. What are they going to do with them? Nothing. Nothing.
And that's my thing, too. You know, I'm a Christian. I was born that way, and I believe in second chances. And I don't wish them bad, and I hope what they did so. I hope it puts them in a position to where they don't have to do this no more. I have more than an idea who it was and how they operate. I don't think it was their first time. But, hey, man, just drop my stuff off. Charge it to the game. I don't wish you bad, and I don't wish you bad. I don't have no hate in my heart, and I hope you find the will, you know, just to drop my stuff off, and that's it.
You know, you're a much better person than me. I'm telling you right now, because I am like, oh my gosh, I have hate in my heart for you, for these people. But so I want to ask you, are you insured?
Yes, I am. But unfortunately, I'm still in the process of all that because, they have one pair of shoes. So it's like I have the inventory and I don't have the inventory. So it's just
it's a fight of insurance because they have half. They have the left shoe, you have the right shoe. They're like, well, they really didn't steal the whole. No, excuse me, Mr. Insurance Man, you can't sell one shoe. You know, well, you can, but to very few people. Jennifer, I want to ask, do authorities have any leads? Do they think they know who these criminals might be?
Yes, they do. You know, they're working on it. But then again, I'm trying to have mercy. I'm trying to reach them, you know, directly to me, my store manager. We're trying to, hey, drop it off. You know, we're not these type of people. I don't want to see nobody in jail over shoes that they can't move. They can't move it.
This might be a wake-up call for them. I did, we talked about a story that happened during the holidays. There was somebody who went by a church and stole all of their pumpkins. Remember, they had them outside?
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? They had a change of heart and they took everything back. And the church did not press charges. They found out who it was and they said, look, you had a change of heart. We forgive you. We're hoping if anyone knows someone, there's always a 6 degrees. Someone knows someone who knows someone who knows someone.
Who has a bunch of boxes of shoes
left
with one shoe in them.
One shoe. Convince them to take them back. First of all, you lost. Second of all, this could be your opportunity to change your life.
Redemption.
This could be your wake-up call to live a new life, a better life. Jennifer, we talked about you being a veteran. What branch of service were you in?
I was in the Army. I was in 92 Fox. I was a petroleum supply special, and I was stationed at Fort Hood. I did 2 tours. I did the whole enchilada. I went fresh out of high school, and I'm a single mom, and unfortunately, I lost my brother into the service. So I made a promise to him when I got back home, I was going to make something out of myself. I still work. This is my only job. I still work in the oil and gas. I go to school. I have my bachelor's degree, trying to build something for my kids, and, you know, they got me, but it's like, you didn't get me. And I'm trying to have mercy for you. Not the way to go. Like,
it's not.
It's time for change.
Not.
It's time for change. Like, there's too much going on in the world for people to be doing this. And
Jennifer. And just your story in general. I mean, obviously you have a very strong heart. You're a very good person. You're a hard worker. But this is not something that you deserve. And we want you to get all of those shoes back. And we're going to keep in touch with you until this crime is solved. Crazy Crimes of Passion. True crime stories in under 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A place famous for their wings says they're doing a complete rebrand. Otto will give us the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. We're inside the Cole studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Well, Lionel Messi's hot sauce. He is now the World Cup's all-time top goal scorer with 18 goals across 6 tournaments. Goal!
Man. Watching that dude play is unreal. He's so good.
It's like he has like the ball tied to a string that's tied to his foot. I don't understand it.
And if you would have asked me last week about a good soccer player, I would have never been able to tell you, but I've been watching it nonstop, and he's the best that I've seen so far.
So I have to listen to Otto talk about football and basketball all the time. Now it's soccer constantly. I'm cooking. Dana, did you see this? I'm like, sir.
No. World Cup winner messed around and made me a fan, and now I'm going to have to watch.
Yeah.
Let's go. I can't wait for America to beat Turkey tomorrow night. I'm so excited.
You think
USA,
it can really happen?
USA.
Hell yeah, dude. USA is like in the top 10, according to a lot of people. Soccer experts, not me.
Obviously, we're Team USA. And there's a lot of people voting, you know, who are cheering on Mexico as well, which, I mean, I want them to win until they play us. All right, what do we have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Hooters is rebranding. The Hooters' new CEO says that Hooters is going to get back to its family-style service.
Huh?
Oh!
Okay, I didn't ever think of it as a family-style restaurant, but maybe it was.
Nobody I know ever went there for family reasons. I mean, we used to go to have
I never
a good
went
time.
There for the food.
The food is good.
The food is great. Me and my family, we went. We were a football family growing up. So me and my family went there to watch football games on Sunday afternoons a lot.
All right. Well, then maybe it was a family-friendly place, and I just didn't go there but with my family. But they are going to get back to their original recipes that they had.
You know,
okay, that's good.
And am I a byproduct of two divorces? Maybe. But Hooters is family-friendly, okay?
We used to go all the time. You know, we get together, have radio meetings at Hooters, and there'd be a lot of sangria, fried pickles, and grilled cheese is involved. Oh, my gosh!
Don't forget those wings.
That's what they need to say. Hooters is going back to the roots when you loved Hooters. That's how to get business back. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
National Take Back Lunch Break. Maybe you go to Hooters and take that lunch break back.
Yeah, why not? Why not? It really is a good place to hang out. Seriously, I'm not doing a Hooters endorsement. I just had a lot of good times there.
I can think of a lot better restaurants to eat at. Sorry.
Nah, it's fun. And if you're just going for fun, though, Otto, it's a good time, like Ann said, watching a game.
Drinks and appetizers.
Yeah, it's a great spot. And their sangria, I don't know what they did to it. I guess just a lot of alcohol.
And we also have National Swim a Lap Day.
I do remember loving that when I was little. Today, I like swimming, but when I get my hair wet, gosh, it's just so much work.
We have a pool that Dana's never been in.
We'll go today, crybaby. You're such a baby cry.
And we'll wrap it up on National Pralines Day, which is a cookie or not a cookie. I don't really know
no,
what it is.
No, a praline is a candied pecan, but... Hold on. Didn't we talk?
Pecans yesterday.
Pecan sandies.
Because we were talking
something?
About pecans.
No, pecans.
Well, then we were talking about pecan sandies. And we were talking about the way you pronounce it.
Nobody's here for this pecan propaganda.
Let me tell you
okay?
something. Pecans have, they live multiple lives. I feel like they're hiding something.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Comedian Carlos Mencia arrested for evading paying taxes. He's entered a plea. We'll tell you what that is after celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
Rapper and friend of the show, Snow the Product, celebrating her birthday.
Hey.
We also have Mindy Kaling celebrating her birthday and Lionel Messier. I think I'm saying his name right.
Lionel Messi.
Messi celebrating his birthday. Yeah.
Carlos Mencia entered a not guilty plea to tax evasion charges. According to the IRS, he owes them $8 million.
Ooh.
And what that means is that if it's true, he could face 11 years in prison if a jury finds him guilty. Remember back in the day, he had this show called Mind of Mencia?
Yeah.
It was on, I think it was on Comedy Central. He's one of the highest paid comedians, which means he made a lot of money, got to pay your taxes. He pled not guilty, and his lawyer has said, and I quote, "The DA is out of line. This is strictly overreach." So they're claiming they're coming after
him. So this isn't Mind of Mencia money. This is money from 2019 to current.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, the guy tours, but $8 million means he made a lot of money.
I was
going to
say, that means he made $20 million plus dollars.
And we've talked to him. We've had him on the show many times about his success. Take a listen.
I've achieved success, but I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for... I grew up in the hood. The hood is real. The hood tells you you're stupid, you suck. What are you talking about? What?
Oh,
you're
going to
be funny.
It.
Everybody tells you you're
you
not going to make it.
Bad.
But when you make it, they got your back. When I go to the hood now, when I go to East
you're
LA
good.
Now,
they take care of you.
I don't have to pay. You know what I mean? I go to the panaderias they bring me out. You know what I mean? The elote guy gives me free. I mean, it's real.
Yeah.
But they were the same ones that told me, you know,
you're
whatever.
Dumb.
Whatever.
You or, think knock, you're knock, smart? You can't read?
Knock, knock, Holmes. Knock, knock, Holmes. Hey, little puppet. That's a real puppet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but they got your back. It's the opposite in our business. In our business, everybody's nice to you because they don't know what you're going to become and they pretend to be cool. But once you become successful, those same people turn around and they're jealous because they believe that were it not for your success, they would have it.
Oh my gosh. I know what you're saying right there. So anyway,
he's not lying there.
That was a great, great conversation. You should repost that podcast. DJ Automatic. All right, on the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I hope he's going to take care of this because 11 years is a long time. And remember what they did with Wesley Snipes? I think he owned like $3 million and they put him in jail for 2 years.
Okay. I'm going to go back on something. First of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. And you and I were just hit with a tax bill that was BS.
Oh, true. BS. No, you're right.
I believe that Carlos is pretty responsible. Anthony, you know him very well.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why it's a little shocking because he has a family. He's not someone who lives too lavishly. And I feel as if this seems a little out of character in my opinion.
And I'm sorry. I know he's successful, but $8 million in that amount of time and 7 years to owe in taxes? I don't think he makes that much money from touring.
He does. But it's not that though. They said it's $8.7 million in unreported income that he was trying to hide.
Ooh. He might have went full Bruno Mars. He had that Vegas residency for a while.
All right, well, we're in your corner, Carlos Mencia. Check out the full combo on the Dana Cortez Show podcast on demand.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Does Kylie Jenner have anything to worry about? Because her boyfriend Timothée Chalamet's new movie is starring one of the most recognizable women in the world. And someone that's been rumored to not get along with Kylie. I'll tell you who she is after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
Rapper and friend of the show, Snow the Product, celebrating her birthday. Solange Knowles, Mindy Kaling, and Lionel Messi celebrating his birthday.
Selena Gomez and Timothée Chalamet are starring in a new movie together.
Ooh.
I know. It is called Not Alone. It's an alien movie. Settle down, though. It's an animated film.
Oh. So just, I thought they were going to have some lovemaking scenes.
Oh, Otto, God.
Well, you're the one who sold it like it was some kind of scandalous thing going on.
I can't stop thinking that, like, Selena Gomez and the Jenners and the Kardashians have beef.
So
and now Timothy's in the middle, and that's never good.
There was some alleged beef, and we have to go all the way back to Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber being together, okay? Which, by the way, they're both happily married. Everybody's good. Everything's fine. According to legend, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber were, like, you know, hot and heavy. And the Jenners said, hey, come party with us so that Justin could hook up with Hailey.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Hailey Bieber has denied the claims. You know, according to legend as well, she followed him around since she was like 12 or 13. Now they're married. Who cares? Who cares? Everybody's happy now. She got her man. Selena got her man. Everybody's good. And by the way, Selena Gomez and Kylie Jenner are at least friendly now. They're not friends, but they're cordial. They're cool.
I did notice the other day at the Knicks game that Taylor Swift actually went and talked to Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, but they didn't.
And it was like awkward.
It wasn't a talk. They were passing each other. And they said, hey, what's up? They kind of hugged each other.
And I remember thinking that they don't like each other, right?
No, that's not the case. It's just that Taylor Swift, being Selena Gomez's best friend, is very, she really cares about her like a little sister, you know?
I feel so bad for Timothée Chalamet. He's like caught right in the middle of this.
He was. So there were rumors at that Knicks game that, or somewhere recently, that Selena Gomez wanted to take a picture with him and that Kylie was like, no. And he said, that's a lie. Like, he's having to shut rumors down himself. And I know that it's a lie because if that was the case, he wouldn't make a movie with Selena Gomez.
Definitely a lie because he was too busy trying to take a picture with Jalen Brunson. So
he was crying.
I'm telling you right now, he would can Kylie Jenner for Jalen Brunson any day.
That's who she needs to worry about, not Selena Gomez.
Jalen Brunson's her biggest competition.
Oh, I'm assuming he plays for the Knicks.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.